Okay, we're on your Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. In a family, bias for bias, can't move the contents of one house to another house. Al mufana hu lechatzera, can't move on cholamoy. Al mufana hu lechatzera, but you are allowed to move into your chatzer. So the Gemara is going to ask. It says you can't move here. It says you can move. The Rishalmi Tosfos brings down says that the exception to this is you're allowed to move from an apartment that you're renting into your own house. That's a simcha for a person to move into something that he owns. Shaila, whether we hold like that halacha or not, the Rambam doesn't seem to bring us to Rishalmi down at all. Okay. Ein levim kelim v'shalmun, you're not allowed to pick up kelim that you have being repaired by an uman or made by an uman on Chol HaMoed if you don't need them l'tzorech HaMoed. Somebody called me on Chol HaMoed. They had a pair of shoes that was fixed by a shoemaker in Kiryas Sefer, and she wanted to pick them up on Chol HaMoed to wear them on Chol HaMoed. The shoemaker told her he thinks there's a shaila about her picking them up. She should ask a shaila. So she asked the shaila, but the answer was it's only usher to pick them up if you don't need them for Chol HaMoed. If you need them for Chol HaMoed, you can wear them on Chol HaMoed. It's a shul mutter. But you can't pick up kelim mibeis ha'uman if you don't need them. In choshesh lohem mifanim lechatzer acheres. If you're choshesh and leaving them in the beis ha'uman, you can take them out and put them in the nearest place close by. See, the Gemara is explaining what it means. Here is Masin, you're allowed to bring something from a place outside of your chatzar into your chatzar, and yet the beginning of the mission says you can't move from house to house. So where is this mutter? Mar says, you're not allowed to move from one house to another. So how can the next part of the mission say you can take it into your chatzar? We're talking about the following. You can't move from one house in a chatzer, a lot of houses surround a chatzer. And then there's another chatzer with a lot of houses. To go from chatzer Aleph to chatzer B is also. But to move from chatzer Aleph, from one house in that chatzer to another house in that chatzer, that's mutter. The aim of the Kevin based woman, Omra Papa, Bodiklan Rava. Rava tested us. He gave us a question. He wanted to see how smart we were. Mishnah says you're not allowed to pick up kelim that you had being repaired or made by an uman on Chol HaMoed if you don't need them with Tzorech HaMoed. Another braisa says that you're allowed to bring kelim to Beis HaUman and pick them up. Even though you don't need them Tzorech HaMoed, you're allowed to bring them and pick them up. We answered to him that there's no question. Kandar Basar, the brisa that says that you're allowed to bring kelim to an uman to fix or to make, bring the materials to make and pick them up, is talking about on Erev Pesach they weren't machmir, even if it's not the Tzorech HaMoed, that they weren't the machmir, and you could bring kelim and pick up kelim. Kan b'cholos HaMoed, but on Chol HaMoed they were machmir, unless you need them with Tzorech HaMoed, you're not allowed to bring kelim to an uman or pick them up. Another possible answer. Let's see what Rashi told here. Amos Reisha, Mefana Mibayis Lebayis. Seifa Esen Lebayis Shebechatzir. Hachi Tani. Mefana Hu Mibayis Shebechatzir Lechatzir. You've got to move from one house in the Chatzir into the Chatzir or to another house in the Chatzir. But to move from a house in one Chatzir to another Chatzir, that's what's awesome. Bodiklan, Iyadino Letruze. He tested us to see if we could answer their question. Biyudalik, Malichon Levim Kedman, Arbosar, Erev Pesach. There you're allowed to bring kelim to an uman or pick them up even if you don't need them at Tzorech HaMoed, because it's not a malacha b'chlav. And tircha is not osur. Masha'ein came on Chol HaMoed, it looks like maybe you're going to use them shalol at Tzorech HaMoed. Now you're picking up things that you don't need on Chol HaMoed, so it looks like you're going to use them not for the sake of Chol HaMoed. And also it's a tircha. The Chol HaShemoed and Levi'in. Iboy Yaseima, the Gemara says another possible answer. Both are talking on Chol HaMoed. When can you pick up kelim from an uman when you don't trust him? Right? You don't trust him, you're afraid that something's going to happen to the kli, or he's going to deny that he has it, or whatever. So you want to get it out of his rishus. So then, it's Tzorech HaMoed, you're allowed to pick it up. But if you believe him, you trust him, then there's no reason to pick it up if you don't need the thing, Tzorech HaMoed. Ein mamino mevien. If you don't believe him, you don't trust him. Kanga mamino leumen ein mevien. Do shelo lezorichu. Ein mamino mevien. That's another possible answer. It says, "Kohatanya mevien kelim desha umen. He go in kadmi desha kado. The coast mi desha zago. Avolo semra mi desha tzava. Avolo kelim desha umen." A lot of pick up things on Chol HaMoed. For instance, you have to pick up a card, a pitcher that you need for Chol HaMoed, or a coat that you need. Avalot Semer, you can't pick up wool, which you're not going to be able to make into a beged on Chol HaMoed, it's not Lutzorach HaMoed. And not Kelim Beis HaUmen that you're not going to need. The Ein Lo Ma Yochal, No Sin Lo Shcharo Umanichol Etzel. And if the Uman has nothing to eat, you can pay him. There's no real reason why you can't pay him the Chalal on Chol HaMoed. You can pay a person his wages that he did work for you before Chol HaMoed on Chol HaMoed. There's nothing wrong with that. But the chiddush over here is that even though you pay him his wages, you leave the kli there, you don't pick it up. But if you don't believe the guy, you don't trust him, you're afraid you're going to pay him and then he'll hold the kli, right? Or he'll break the kli or whatever. Then you can take it out of the woman's possession and leave it in the closest place that it will be protected, not bring it home. If you're afraid leaving it in the closest place they're going to be stolen, right? Then Mavim Batsina Basov Desa, you're allowed to bring it home. Or it says Tirats the Mavim, that's a good answer for bringing Kalin to the Uman, right? Of taking Kalin, picking up Kalin from the Uman. There, all of these things could be. I don't trust him or whatever. But Molichin, it says that Molichin Kalin, you could bring Kalin to an Uman. So how could that be talking about Chol HaMoed? That's not Tzorach HaMoed. What's the possible thing over there? Right? Well, by taking Kalim, could be a difference between where you trust the guy, you don't trust the guy. But bringing Kalim to an Omen, there's no concept of trusting or not trusting him. So therefore, Iktani, Malich and Kasher, Iktani Ein Medin, right? It says Ein Medin Kalim. Surely you can't pick him up. You can't bring Kalim to an Omen. Right, and there it says you're allowed even to bring them. Therefore, the better teretz is the first one. There's a difference between arbaser, where you can bring and pick up, and Chol HaMoed, which you can't. What's it called? Bring or pick up, unless it's Tzorach HaMoed. Rashi, Vatanya Siwa. This price supports this answer that if you don't trust the Uman, you can pick it up on Chol HaMoed. Kad the coast of Tzorach HaMoed. Kad a pitcher and a cup you could use on Chol HaMoed. Aval tzemer v'kelim ain't Tzorach HaMoed. But picking up new clothing or tzemer, you're not going to be able to use Chol HaMoed. Im ain lo le'umen mayocha, no sin lo shvara. Right? And if the uman doesn't have what to eat, you can pay him his wages, but you can't pick up the kli. Mispana l'chotzer acheres, ameinu amino b'chotzer acheres, and if you don't trust him, then you, what's it called, can take it to the nearest place that you trust, and if there's no near place, you can bring it home. So you see from this price that the answer is a good answer, that where you don't trust the Uman, you could pick up the Kalim on Chol HaMoed. Even if you're not going to use the Kalim on Chol HaMoed, it's still called Tzorach HaMoed, because you don't want to leave them where they are. So Mara says that's very nice, but it says in that same price, Molichin, you could bring Kalim to an Uman. There's no way of bringing Kalim to an Uman that should be okay because you don't trust him. It's the opposite. Our mission says you can't pick them up, surely you can't bring them. The lekalatar is bein mamino de molichin, my mamino shaykh. You can't say fucking, well, you don't trust them, because what if you don't trust them, what are you bringing Kalim for? To the shanim mikar, therefore the better answer is the first answer, kan bar boser, kan becholosh moed. Okay, mechapin is akzios bekash. You're allowed to cover, you have figs drying, and they want to cover them over, so you're allowed to cover them with straw. Rav Yehuda Omer Ach Ma'avin. Not only are you covered them, you're allowed to be ma'avin them. The Gemara's going to discuss what the difference is. Mokrei peiros ksus the kalim. People who sell things that are tzorach hamoed, like fruit and clothing or kalim, mokrim b'tzino the tzorach hamoed. They're allowed to sell, but they have to sell privately, quietly, not publicly. The tzorach hamoed had sayodin v'had yeshushos v'had grusos osin b'tzino. Same thing, people who catch fishermen, and the shushos and grusos, all these people grind tvua, the tzorach hamoed, Ocean Bitsino Sarach HaMoed. If it's Sarach HaMoed, they do it, but they have to do it privately, not publicly. Rabbi Yossi Omer Heinech Miru Asman. Rabbi Yossi says, no, these professions were machmer on themselves. And the Gemara is going to discuss what that machmer what. Right? What's Rabbi Yossi coming to say? Kula or Chumra? Rashi. Machapin Machasin. You can cover over, if you have fruit that's drying, you can cover it over with straw. Hadishushos, Shadoshim, and Kochim, Pikun, the Daisa. Hadishushos are people who grind, wheat kernels into cereal. Vagrusos, Shatochin, and Pulim, the Greasin. Grusos are people who grind beans for greasing, which is a kind of oatmeal or whatever. Have to do it privately, so it's obvious you're doing it only with Tzorach HaMoed, not publicly where people can be coming to buy for after Yontif. It looks like they're buying for after Yontif. Pligi bar Abchia bar Abba Rabasi v'tarvayu mishmei dechizkia bar Rabbi Yochanan. Abchia bar Abba and Rabasi argue what the Mishnah means, and both of them quoted Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad omra mechapin akluchei ma'avin asmuchei. One said you're allowed to cover these dried fruit with a thin covering. And Ma'avin, right, with a Yehuda came along and said, Af Ma'avin with a thick coat. The difference is lightly or thick. The Tanakama holds you can only cover it lightly, too much tircha to do more, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you could even do a thick coat. Chadomer and the other one said, no, Mechapin bein akushi bein asmuche. Mechapin means either with a thin coat or a thick coat, everybody holds okay. Doesn't make a difference how thick the coat of straw is. Ma'avin is also coming free. Ma'avin is where you take the things and make them like a pile. Put them all together and then cover them. So that's extra tircha. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says is mutter, and that the Tanakhama says is also. Tanya nami hachi. Ma'avin also so come in kri divra Yehuda. There's a braisa that supports one of them, that the idea of ma'avin is not how thick the coating is, but the fact that you're making it into a kri, and therefore no matter how thick the coating is, everybody holds mutter. Rashi aklusheshu mechaseo banofim ruchakim zemizeh v'lo havi kisri gomer. You cover it with a light covering, with branches, with a not mamish right next to each other, and therefore it's not considered a complete covering, and it's less tirchotu. Asmuche ha'anof nisomech zelazeh. You put the branches mamish one next to the other, so you can't see the fruit. The havi kisri gomer, that's a total covering, that's more of a tircha, and that's awesome. Kemin kri, mechnansin osam biyachek, teshu nochin lechasos. You put them all together in one big pile so they're easier to cover. That's an extra tircha. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says is mutter, and the Pranakama says also. Okay, Mokre Peiros Ksus V'Kele Mokre Metzina. Iboyelu. Hei Nechmiru Asman. Shalo Havi Avdi Klau. What is Rabbi Yossi coming to tell us? That these professions were machmer on themselves, and even though you're allowed to do it Metzina L'Tzorech HaMoed, they were machmer not to do it at all. Or maybe Rabbi Yossi is coming along to say a kula, and he's saying that it's only a chumra not to do it b'farhesya. Really, nikradin, you could even do it publicly. But they were machmir to do a pitzina. He's arguing on the Tanakhama that you have to do a pitzina. No. The fact that you do a pitzina was a chumra. But nikradin, you could do it even b'farhesya. Toshma, mokra teros sus, the kelim mokra pitzina, the tzorah hamoed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tigray Tzeria, Heinich, Miru Asa, Shloi, Mokhan, Kolikar. Clearly, that the Chumra was not to do it at all. The halacha is you have to do it the Tzina, the Tzorech HaMoed. That's halacha, not a Chumra. Their Chumra was, they didn't even do that. They were Machmer, not to Bechlal, not to sell these things at Chol HaMoed. Sidei Chayos, the Ophos, the Dagim, Tzodim, the Tzina, the Tzorech HaMoed. Right? You catch animals or whatever, birds, or fish, you're allowed to capture the betzina l'tzorach hamoed. Some say that fish is not the gears of fish over here doesn't apply, and that fish you're allowed to catch normally, because you always need fish. Everybody knows you're fishing for that day of that day's thing. But other animals you catch, you can save them around alive for a long time. Fish usually use within a day or two of when you catch them. Some hold that you're allowed to. Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you're allowed to what's it called, fish regularly on Chol HaMoed, and even catch more fish because maybe somebody will need them or whatever. Okay. And you can do it b'farhesi, you don't have to do b'tzina. You go to the ocean and fish. The trappers in Akko were machran themselves, so you saw them call it, because they didn't capture anything on Chol HaMoed. The shushay chilka tirgis v'tisni, the people who ground grain into tirgis tisni, well, we're going to discuss what it is, doshin v'tzina, they're allowed to grind it v'tzina, l'tzorech HaMoed, but Yossi Omer, the shushay tzipori, hei nechmiru, afen shlo yu doshin kolikur. These people in Tzipori were machmir not to do any grinding on Chol HaMoed. Om Rabbaya, chilka chada l'tarte, what is this grinding of tvua by chilka, tirgis, and tisni? So Rabbaya said chilka is where you grind the grain into, each grain into two. Tirgis is where you divided each one into three. Tisni is where you, chada l'arba, where you divide each grain into four parts. Yosra of Dini Omar Kunsa. Rav Dini said no. These things of Chilka, Tirgis, and Tisni is talking about Kusna, which is what's it called, Kusemis. It's a different kind of grain. First thing is grinding wheat, and this one is grinding Kusemis. Kusemis is buckwheat. What is Kusemis? Say, what? Buckwheat? Okay, so that's the machlokus. Machlokus is, what is this, teshushay chilka, tirgis, and tisni? Is it people who grind buckwheat, or is it people who grind wheat into smaller parts? Meisei, chilka, tirgis, and tisni, tmeim b'chol makom. You have these grains that are ground up, they're makabel tuma everywhere. It's talking where you grind them into small parts, and it's even talking about wheat. That's why the makabel tumah mishum hafin tmeim b'chol makom diskasha. Because in order to grind them like that, you have to wet them first. So they had to have hechsher, and now the makabel tumah. So therefore, they're what's it called, roy l'tumah b'chol makom. Elamad yomer kunsa was talking about buckwheat, right? Then why is it makabel tumah b'chol makom? It's not diskasha. On my tmeim b'chol makom, halo diskasha. Who said you ever put water on it? Well, it says to come in the kalfin. No, it's talking about buckwheat that you shelled. You took off the husk. The ilav deshore l'bemaya lo havi mekalfa. You have to soak it first in water, otherwise the husk won't come off. Well, it says, v'amai kore lechilka. So why is it called chilka? Deshore lechilka. You take off the peel. It makes it smooth. Okay. Meisvei. Hanolder min hadogon. Osher af the pul hamitzri yavesh. The person makes a nev that he's not going to eat dogon. So he's also, even the pula mitzri, if it's dry, because that's also called dogon. People call it dogon. It's not dogon min haTorah, but it's dogon in the vernacular of people. Jargon is, dogon is, refers even to dry beans. Umutter balach, but not moist beans. Umutter ba'orez, and people don't call rice, what's it called, according to most opinions, orez is rice, not clear, it's a big machlokas rishonim, what oris is, doche. But according to many rishonim, oris is rice. So, in mutter ba'oris, the chilka, the tirgis, the tisni. And he's also allowed to eat chilka, tirgis, and tisni, because people don't call that dogger. Even though it's wheat, but it's like cereal. They don't call that dogger. So, mishlam amam yavar chad latarti, chad latras, chad larba, that's talking where you grind these grains into small parts. So people don't call that dogon. Shapers, not called any Torah's dogon. It's not called dogon anymore. Now it's called cereal. Eleman Yomer Kunsa, if it's buckwheat, why isn't buckwheat called dogon? Dogon Malyu. It's regular one kind of the dogonim. Kusemis. Kasha. This price of Kasha on the Man Yomer says that Chilka is Kusemis. Kunsa, the Chorah, this price doesn't fit with that. Okay, there's no reason in the world why it's not called dogon. Rav Huna, let's see, Rashi till here. Ichmiru alatsim d'loav diklau l'chumra. Yossi is saying a chumra. Really, Mikra Adin, you're allowed to do it b'tzina. And they were machmer not to do it at all. Or Rav Yossi is arguing, saying no, really Nikra din, you're allowed to do it before Hesya, and they were machmer to do it b'tzina. In Rotsim Lasos before Hesya, Osim Lakula, really Nikra din, you could do it even before Hesya, and Rav Yossi is coming to be mekel, not to be machmer. So Mara says no, it's clear from another brayso that Rav Yossi is machmer. Yeshushay doshay tvua, people who thresh the tvua, grind it and thresh it. They break the tvua, grind it into two, three, or four parts, and first you have to soak it before you can do that. Kusemes is a buckwheat which they also soak in order to peel. In the city and in the country, the time alone solish of bnei krochim mekabelas tumah shehuchshur of b'mayim. The solish, the when you make flour, so you don't have to soak the grains first. You can make flour from dry grains, but in the what's it called in big cities, they used to first soak the flour. This manazeh so do also. Most flour is the tfuah is soaked, and therefore regular flour is a shaylach chometz. You can't just buy flour and make matzahs. Because it's all bleached flour, yeah, and it's soaked first. Ubnei kfarim, however, the people in the farms, the villages, ain't pirim asolos nakia. They don't soak the wheat first because they're not so interested in having such clean solus, bright white flour. Lilsos b'mayim. The solus shem tar shlohushamiol. Therefore, their solus is tar. Never became muksha. Never came in contact with water. Aval chilka tmeim b'chol makom. But chilka is tamei everywhere because it's always soaked. Afilu b'kfarim. He efshelah below the sisa. You can't grind wheat and break it into parts without first what's it called soaking it. Yishum hachi tmeim. That's why the hamiskasher the shorli b'mayim. You soak it. The olam havikun so mekalta the shori the b'mayi the shori klipas. More so, if it's buckwheat, why should it be any different than regular flour, right? And why should it be vadai that they came in contact with water? So more so, soaking where you peeled it, and in order to peel it, you have to soak it. The shoki chukayu kolom shenot la klipa v'havichola. When you take off the husk or the peel, then it becomes smooth. Okay. Rav Huna shara lehu lanok kufaisa lemeza lezvune ki urchaya b'shuka. Okay, there were people who sold b'samim. Okay, b'samim can mean different things. Sometimes b'samim means, like we know b'samim, things that you smell. But b'samim can also be things that you put into food to give it a taste. What? Tavlini, right? So either one. Sometimes it's one thing. Sometimes the other ones. So he was matir. Rashi says a krufaisa mochre the summit, but Rashi really means kavlinim. We'll see. He allowed them to go sell in the shuk kedarka, the sorach hamoid. Eisrei Rav Kahana chanos psuchel estiv poseach v'nalel kedarka. You have a store that opens into a private alley like. So you can open it normally because that's all tzina. It's all private. Psucha l'rishus harabim, but if the store opens into the rishus harabim, koseach achas v'notul, noel achas. There's two doors, one you keep closed and one open. You can't sell normal. You sell in such a way that it's obviously private. One door is closed, one door is open. Erev yontif ha'achron, however, the last day of yontif, pashas the last day of yontif, erev last day of Pesach, or the erev last day of Sukkot. Right, so chag motzi umaater eshuke ha'ir b'teiros b'shvil kovet yontif ha'achron. There, you're allowed to bring your wares out into the public for the kovet of the last day, that the shuk should be what's it called decorated with fruit. The Rambam seems to say this only applies to sukkah, since the last day is a yontif by itself, it's special. Therefore, you want it decorated with fruit, and not the last day of Pesach. And Shulchan Aruch says it applies equally to all yontif. Yeah, but chag could also mean a holiday, any holiday. The Rambam learned that it means sukkahs, and the Shulchan Aruch said it means that there's no reason to be mechalek sukkahs from Pesach. Right? The last day of Pesach is also a yontif. It's not a yontif, it's the asma. Mercer's mitnei covered yontif achronim. Shalom mitnei covered yontif. What's it called? Low. Mashman. The only time you can sell publicly is if what's it called? If it's a covered yontif achron. But shtaman cholam moi to sell publicly is also even things that are tzorach hamoi. And here it says that Rav Huna permitted these spice sellers to sell what's it called? Even publicly on a regular cholam moi. Which is lokasha, or the teri, or the tablet. Depends what it's being sold. If it's stam peiris, that's only on Yom Tov Achron that you can sell it publicly in order to decorate the shuk. But tavlin, and here again, tavlin is what's it called? Spices that spice up the food, not spices that you smell. The Rashi says tavlin, hobe teri. Hold on a second, let's see before. Krufaisa mokre nesomim. Chanus pasuch l'stiv, povseach v'noel kedarko, hoel v'einu pasuch l'shusarad, n'kishar chanuyos. It's often an alley, therefore anyway it's betzina. Povseach delasech v'noel, but it's open to l'shusarad, and you close one door and open another door. Avo kedarko lo, but you can't sell normally with all the doors open. Einu mokre kedarko. So hove peiris, yeshlach so shikonu l'tzorach imos hashona. It's possible that people will buy peiris to put away for after yonder. The tavlin mocha kedargo, but by spices you can sell regularly. You go kruv and karshinin. Rashi, what spices? Kruv and karshinin. Lechora, they're not spices. Tosa says the kasha. Lechora, we find kruv and karshinin are not spices. But the Rashi means tavlinim. There's the other kind of spice, spicing up the food. The things that are put for flavor in other foods. I call yod the mitzorach hamoy thing. The lack of shor. Everybody knows people buy them mitzorach hamoy. They don't buy them to put away later. They don't last that long. What? Well, they don't last that long. Therefore, it's mutter b'farhesia because it's obvious it's a tzorach hamoed. But the things that could be not with tzorach hamoed, that you have to do with sina. Okay. Hadron lach mishahofa. Hadron lach mishahofa. Hadron lach